Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri called for the quick formation of a new government on Thursday. This as lawmakers approved the government's two-week state of emergency after the recent devastating explosion that killed scores of people and injured thousands of others. Lebanese state media said Berri urged lawmakers at Parliament's first legislative session since the August 4th blast to begin speeding up the formation of a new government. They have begun consultations on forming a new cabinet, a process complicated by divisions in a country governed by a sectarian power-sharing system. Parliament approved the state of emergency to suppress resurgent protests over corruption, mismanagement, and negligence by the long-entrenched political elite. Hundreds of people have been injured in clashes with security forces who fired tear gas. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris made her campaign trail debut Wednesday, and former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate in the 2020 presidential election. The Democratic pair delivered a strong rebuke of President Donald Trump's leadership and highlighted the historic significance of her new role. Harris, the daughter of immigrants, is the first Black woman and first Asian American woman to appear on a national major party ticket. Thursday, the Trump administration will roll back regulations aimed at reducing emissions of the potent greenhouse gas methane from oil and gas operations. During a visit to election swing state Pennsylvania, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler will formally rescind 2016 Obama administration limits on oil and gas industry emissions of methane. This is VOA News. There's no relief in sight for Americans waiting for more federal